I'm exactly how you, what you see is what you get. I wear my heart on my shoulder. I'm very honest. And, you know, how, what, like, I think my advantage was for me to grow up in that era and be from it, and then being able to see and to live, breathe New York and see how New York gentrified and everything that happened in New York, the subcultures, all that. And then being able to see that and bring that to Thailand, and kind of like Thailand to me when I first came was kind of like a blank canvas. And, you know, it was, oh, Thailand needs that. Thailand needs that. Oh, we could use that. That reminds me of home. I could do that and flip that into that. So that's kind of like how hip hop started in Thailand. Like, we took whatever they were doing in New York, like selling CDs out the trunk or on the streets, or hustling, going to the mom and pop shops, putting up street signs, being our own street team, making merch, and then just bringing that culture to Thailand. And that was with hip-hop, and then hip-hop became the biggest thing in Thailand. And then I did that with barbering, like barbershops. I created the first kind of like New York style barbershop, introduced fades into the cultures and shape-ups, and that was like a blank canvas, and that grew from like kids clothing to fashion, to now I'm doing youth sports. It's just like I feel like here, everything that made me over there, or I wanted to be over there, is just like a sponge, just trying to just gather as much information and knowledge, and, you know, it just helped me out here.